ready to add in the lane's defense right now?
Yeah, but can you lock them? Hold on.
Not sure if he's picking that up.
Hey, Fred, I'm back.
Okay, Bernie.
Okay, ask him the question again, Fred.
I'm sorry, Bernie. You stopped what you were doing and went all the way to Ed's house, and you saw, observed, and shared what you observed. Now you're inside the house. You're connected to a lot of people throughout Vermont and New Hampshire. Is the awareness of Ed and Elaine's situation going to be activated here, going to be awakened, and can we really connect at a grassroots level to make a difference right now in a very positive way? What's your feeling?
Well, we'd like to do that. We did distribute a lot of the DVDs in the area a month or so ago. So I don't know how much more awareness it's created, but when we were out on the road passing them out and having signs, people were honking, and it appeared that there were people who were aware of what was going on.
Well, now you have the Ron Paul effect a month later. A lot of heads have turned over the last three debates. Just, you know, the voice of freedom is being spoken through that gentleman.
Oh,
it's got to help.
Isn't that great? I mean, you talk about a hope that we all have, Fred. Okay, I watched that debate the other night, and I'm telling you right now, the more airtime that this gentleman gets, he's not the most eloquent man to speak, but his truth rings forth, does it not?
Oh, my God. He's the Martin Luther of the 21st century, as far as I know.
And he's got, I mean, I've watched all three debates, and this gentleman, they've tried the tactic of really, you know, just trying to ignore him, and I pulled up all the polls the next day, and he is just blowing everybody away. And that is, again, that is just heartwarming. It's such cause for hope, and it looks like there's a distinct possibility now that he may just get the nomination.
Well, it's funny, you know, they got him propped way off to the right, almost like he's going to fall off to the right end of the stage, you know.
Yeah, I know. And then, but did you notice that they give Giuliani and McCain much more airtime?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, you know, for anybody that's awake in the movement can read right through it. I mean, I can read their lies just by their body language, especially McCain. He's a dead giveaway, you know. But it just amazes me how these shills, if you will, the wolf blitzers and so forth, can actually keep a straight face and gear their debate towards centering on these two neocons, you know.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But yes, that you've got this shining light there in Ron Paul that just.
Is that for this one?
What's that? Hello.
I think that's Ed.
Oh, hello. This is here.
Is this Ed Brown?
This is Ed, living soul, body of the Lord.
Ed Brown, Michael Herzog here, sir. I have the American Awakening, and you happen to be on my show now because your hour is up. But that's okay, sir. How are you feeling about this, Ed? What was your thoughts on this incident this morning?
Nonsense.
Well,
I never see some child by a bunch of adult people in all my life. Now I get to see it firsthand, like Randy did.
You're breaking up a little bit there, but I wanted to ask your opinion, Ed, of why you would think that these people would surround your commercial building with nothing in it.
Because I think the French commercial thing, they probably the commercial pod.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you, Ed, and ask you to see if you can get in a place where you're not breaking up. You're breaking up so bad we couldn't hear the response, sir.
How's this?
Yeah, try it again. No, that's pretty bad. Are you outside, sir?
No, I'm inside.
You're inside. You think it might be...
I can try to go down.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. That was good. Okay, so yeah, try that. Okay, what was your response? What was your response or your opinion of them surrounding your commercial building, which has nothing in it?
Oh, they're probably afraid of the commercial building. It's probably very nasty or angry or dead commercial building. It's empty, so I mean, if it had anything or anybody in it, they probably would bring in nuclear weapons.
Nuclear what?
Weapons.
Well, listen, stay on, everybody, okay? We've got some callers calling in here, and I want to pick them up. Cheryl in Michigan, you're on with Ed and Elaine and Fred Smart and Michael Herzog and Don Nikoloff. Go ahead, dear.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you for taking the call. I'm Cheryl Marie. I'm the I operate the website IamSovereign.org, which used to be called WeThePeopleHaveThePower.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is also is happening this week, and I'm not at all surprised this chaotic event is occurring, what is happening this week around the country in on many nation states is that the notaries that and judges of the Sovereign's Court that Ed and Edward and Elaine have been accessing for the real law have been issuing removal of the cases from these courts into the Sovereign's Court, in district court, to the Federal Circuit. And I know for sure that, at least here at Michigan, the law firms, the Bar Association, is very concerned. They have no discretionary ability to do anything except follow the law, and this is right in Title 28 USC. It's also referenced in the Constitution. This is giving those cases have to be sent to the Sovereign's Court, which then those cases are dismissed. This has never occurred before, and if you want more information about this, there's a program tonight that David Clarence, the notary, is hosts on TalkShoe.com. This is something that all patriot movements need to listen to tonight. This is not a theory. This is grounded in law and also in statutory what they call law. That program is TalkShoe.com. This is how you can access it. You can access it on my website, IamSovereign.org, or you can go to TalkShoe.com. The program ID number is 15212. You can register to get on. You assign yourself a PIN number. It's usually your phone number. Or you can access it through my site. My site also reveals some of what's been going on. But it's just happening this week, and we were not surprised at all that there would be this kind of psyop. And what's going on probably around Elaine's office is just a media event. They need it just for the cameras. But we are confronting them seriously, and if we need the whole patriot movement behind us now. Time is of essence.
Oh, I'm in total agreement with that, Cheryl. And again, when you're talking about the psyop, it's yes, they are testing the waters to see what kind of reaction they get, and I'm not sure that they're liking the reaction that they're getting.
Well, I'm hoping the reaction they'll get, you will tune into this program tonight because it will be about this.
Okay, I've got that written down. IamSovereign.org. Now, when you say Talk Shoe, it's S H what?
It's S H O E .com. It's an internet radio access.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you for the input, Cheryl. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. All right. We're going to go to Ray in Oregon. Ray, you're on with Michael and Elaine and Ed and Don and who else we got on here? Jim? Is Jim still here?
Fred.
Fred. I'm sorry, Fred. All right, Ray, go ahead. Hello, Ray. Ray, is Ray there? Okay, maybe Ray's not here. All right, well, anyway. Just a second. Is the engineer. Ken, is Ray online? Ray, you've got a Ray here. Sorry, guys. Okay, let's go to Ray. Ray, hello? You're on.
Okay, to Ed and Elaine, I'm glad to hear that you're fine at this point. For the people of America listening to this program, Ed has had the stand and the correct one that we must stop talking and we must begin to act. From the beginning of the show, that was his position, and it has not changed. Now, he has garnered a great deal of interest in what it is for a sovereign man to stand on his own unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, his life. Now, this event that occurred today was a show of force to test the waters, as you say, and the reason they went for the commercial property, by the way, I'm a retired police sergeant.
Are you? Okay.
When they went for the commercial property, it was a win-win situation. They could throw all kinds of show of force there, and nobody would get hurt, but they would impress the hell out of the people surrounding. The fact that they didn't do anything on the property itself was by design. Now, my suggestion is for the people, we must do this. This Michael Collins concept of go for the heads and not for the cannon fodder. My suggestion is that we have a right to defend ourselves. We have the right to life. And that life is being threatened. Ed and Elaine's life is being threatened. Now, we have a right to defend that. So my suggestion is that they're testing the mass mind to see how much fear permeates the mass mind. We must arm ourselves. We have a right to strap on an arm openly, open carry, as long as it's not covered, it's not concealed, and go about our daily business. Harm no one, but have that arm handy. Now, if you are threatened because of having the arm, then you must defend yourself. On the other hand, we cannot organize ourselves. All organizations are controlled by their leadership, and it's easy to put skirmish lines up and mow them down, and that's what they're looking for. We must not fall into that trap. Let it be a guerrilla warfare if necessary, but let them precipitate it. And focus on the leaders. When the leaders are afraid to go to work, when they look at the fact that their job may not be worth their life, and they resign, the whole thing changes, and not a shot has to be fired. Do not kill anyone for anger, but do so readily for self-defense. That's all I have to say.
Fascinating input, Ray, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the guy up in Oregon. I've talked to you a couple times in the past, I believe, and you've got your own story to tell. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that input, Ray. I really do, and that's some great thoughts. And, you know, as Ray mentioned, you know, it's a show of force that they, you know, it's a photo op or whatever you will. There is nobody in the building. We know that, okay? But they're doing that to show their wonder or their you know, grandiose force. And as Don Nikoloff said, it is. You know, it's a testing the waters, and it's instilling fear into the masses, and nobody gets hurt. That's their plan, at least for the moment. Everybody agree with that? Fred?
Yes.
Don,
sounds
Fred?
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. We've got we're not going to go to commercials. No commercials. We are going to commercials. Not now. I'm sorry, guys. I'm talking to the engineer. Okay, listen, we've got Howard that is on the line. We're going to bring Howard up. Howard, go ahead. Hello, Howard. Hello, Howard.
Can I hang up now?
Hello. Elaine? Excuse me. Elaine and Fred, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Howard is on the line, I believe. Howard, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, sir. I agree with you, sir.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, did you have some input for us?
Oh, yes, sir. I think that we got to stand together no matter what color we are for America.
Okay, we're doing just that.
Yes, sir, I understand that. That's why I wanted to call in to maintain.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. All right.
There's something I don't think you understand, sir.
Okay.
And I think they're going to come at us. First, they're going to try to divide us. And when they divide you, then you're weak. I mean, it's like they said, sir. Either we stand together or hang together.
And we stand.
And that don't mean your race or anything like that.
We stand together or we hang separately.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get it all.
And you're trying to get it all in order, I know.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Either, like you said, sir, we're going to hang separately or we stand together.
Right, and that's what's happening. With what they're doing today, I see a force coming together right now, and I want to tell you, folks, I want to share everything with all the little callers that are on the line. When an incident like this happens, what they think they're doing is instilling fear, and they've got this big show going on surrounding a commercial building, and they've got the photo ops out there, and everybody's going ooh and ah, and there's fear in the masses.
They did to that guy there, the fellow with Alex Jones down there that was doing that thing with that damn Giuliani. They wanted to hang that fellow. They have plant false charges on him. I don't like that.
Okay.
And I've been listening a long time. And I'm saying we're Americans. We don't deal with the color issue.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for the input, Howard. I appreciate it. Okay. As I was saying, that you know, they've surrounded this, and this is a big photo op, and I have to tell you right now, and I'm going to tell everybody that's on the line with us right now, we are coming together like you've never seen. I'm watching the numbers. I'm watching the Patriot. I'm seeing the Patriots on my screen right now. We are all rallying to your defense because I'm watching these numbers continuously climb, folks, and it's getting big. It's bigger than I've seen it on this network, and I mean all of these people are standing with you, Ed and Elaine.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Fred.
The vision, people are guided by visions, and the visions that I feel, I see, I sense is that because of the stand that Ed and Elaine Brown have made right there in Plainfield, they have stood speaking truth to power. This dam of corruption, of obfuscation, of division is breaking apart. The walls of deception are falling, crumbling down. And there is waters of truth that are flowing all over the world right now, and it is a torrent. It is a gushing, powerful torrent of spiritual truth and energy that cannot and will not be shut down and put down, because it's like the light that comes up over the horizon. The birds are chirping at dusk before the sun comes up. But when that sun comes up, it's all of a sudden, snap your fingers, it's a new day. And we're under the light of the Lord's Son of Truth, of power, and we need to stand to be peaceful and be just in front of and around Ed and Elaine Brown because of what they're doing. So
well, I'm telling you, I'm encouraged. I am I'm looking at the numbers right now, and it makes me I get on my show every day and I talk about people getting out and talking to other people and waking people up. But in a time of crisis, and I want to personally thank you, Ed and Elaine Brown, for what you're doing, because I'm telling you right now, in this time of need, in this time of crisis, what you guys have just done today, I'm watching the numbers on my screen that are just going exponentially wild. And again, I thank both of you. I'm going to go to a true patriot. I've had this guy on my show. I've heard him on Alex's show. I've heard him on John Stadtmuller's show. I give this man accolades for the work that he has done down in Louisiana and other parts with his patriotism and the way that he puts out his videos, the way that he's so passionate in his views and his actions. I want to go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on. Go ahead.
Thank you. That was very touching. So I tell you what, you know what keeps a prison in order is fear. A warden can't control a prison without fear, and that's what we have here, fear. I was down in New Orleans when they took these guns away from the people, and they did it in fear. But I'm telling you something, it's time to wake up. Wake up or die. We stand together, let them know we stand together. These people have stood up for us. That's the only strength we had. They're the last of the patriots. Waco was the last of the patriots. These people can't do nothing without us. Or we shut this economy down, or we fight them, or do something. But I refuse to stand still and let them make a mockery out of God's people.
Amen, Charles.
You know, and I tell you another thing is, they are scared, my friend. The only thing they got going for us is that we're scared. And the first one that shows strength will win this thing. And everybody has to look in the mirror tonight and look at their children. Look at this radio show for gardens and stand up and be something today. Don't cow it no more. It'll happen in New Orleans and every state. They want to kill us anyway. For God's sakes, pray for strength and stand up for your country and your fellow men. Because it's over. If they kill these people, it'll be just one more sacrificial lamb. And anybody that don't want to fight on their own land, let them not fight.
Well said, Charles, but let me tell you, we're coming together in the masses. And again, I say the numbers are just climbing exponentially. Thank you so much for that input.
Yes, sir. One more thing.
Go ahead.
The reason because these radio shows, and I ask people to support the radio shows, wake other people up. If we can't do that, we will lose. As long as we stand strong and get the information, we will win. Thank you for what you've done, son. God bless you.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. There is one passionate individual, and I'll tell you, some of the things that he has done for this movement is unbelievable, folks. I don't know how many of you know Charles, but I've talked to him before online. Okay, let's go to George in Pennsylvania. George, you're on with Ed, Elaine, Fred, and Don. Go ahead.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'll tell you, this day is full of surprises. Fred and Ed and Elaine and I guess we got still got Jim on the line. We got Don on the line. And we're going to go to a great patriot now with a surprise phone call to the one and only Alex Jones. Alex, are you with us? Alex.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Listen, thanks for having me on. I don't want to take up much time. Do you still have Ed and Elaine there with you?
They're still here. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask them a few questions for articles we're doing. We total coverage at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com on what they're doing. And,
okay.
And RBN is covering this. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, wait just a second. My engineer is just telling me that they've dropped off. They're no longer here? They just dropped off the line.
You know what? I hope they're not having. I know the phones are wild up there. Try to get them back on then.
I will try to call Bernie on his line, okay, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and call Bernie
okay,
on his line.
Quick.
I know, Alex,
I'll try.
They were using a phone that they had borrowed from a reporter because their phone lines were cut, and their cell phone line as well was disconnected. So they're up there really without it. And what we're trying to do right now is get them an internet line. So they can go online on a computer, and also
what we need is somebody to go to Slave Mart and buy like 10 of those prepaid minute phones because the feds won't be able to jam them or know which ones they are at first, and then they'll have basically 10 batteries, you know, that are already semi-charged. Or they also have those battery packs that you can buy that charge any cell phone. Mm-hmm. They need like four or five phones at least, four or five of those battery charger packs.
No, I agree, and John Stadmiller is working on that. He's aware of the situation.
Well, I'm just really glad that RBN has had him on the air for the last 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is, so that they were able to get this word out. My reporter interviewed them on Monday, and they've been really, you know, they said having a feeling that something was about to come down. Obviously, the drone flying overhead, all of this. But I want to make it clear, when I first learned of this, it wasn't hard to figure out, 2-3 hours ago, that I thought it would probably be a PSYOP as a test, just like the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, like 4 or 5 times they masked people to raid it. And then once the government cried wolf 4 or 5 times, when they did move in, the people didn't respond. We have to respond every time they do this, because they do plan to go in there and kill these patriots.
Well, no, I agree with you, Alex. And again, this was a test, obviously. Now, what they've done, and I had a caller that called in that's a former police officer from Oregon. His name is Ray. And he had mentioned that they had surrounded the commercial building. Edna Lane verified that. And they're doing it basically for a photo op, okay, to instill their power or whatever, or show the power to the masses. And really, it's nothing more than just that. You know, it's just
well,
a
that's
show.
It. I mean, for now, they're doing the photo op down the street of the dental office, and then also at the same time testing the public's response. We know they did this countless times in other events and other places. This is a pure PSYOP, and I just wanted to ask the Browns specifically, or maybe you can repeat, how close did the police get to their house?
Okay. Just a second. We may have them back up. Have we got them back up? No, they're gone. Evidently, the reporter took his phone back.
Oh,
the phone died. Yeah, Statmiller's saying the phone just died, Alex.
The feds are able to also hone in off of the local cell tower. They've got all the encoded equipment the feds and state police do, the intelligence units, to go in and switch off cell phones. That's why I said whoever gets in there next needs to go and, like, give them, you know, maybe 10 of those $30, $40 phones if somebody's got the money, because they'll be able to use each one before the feds go in and cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the question you wanted us to relay, Alex?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to find out, or I didn't hear all the interviews specifically, because I'm getting reports and emails about they saw 50 guys in black uniforms, you know, that all this stuff was happening. I mean, did they see the police? How close did the police get?
Okay.
I mean, did you ask that question? Do we know that?
Actually, they had reports of police that had gotten close to the area. They had arrested one gentleman that was walking his dog. We know that. And then the only report I got is the police left the area. Now, how close exactly they got, John Statmiller was on the phone with a reporter a while ago that had mentioned that the police were leaving the area.
Now, who is she with? He told me
the
name.
The Concord. Let me grab John. John, get in here. Hold on a second, Alex. He's going to come in and pick up a microphone.
Online.
What's that?
Concord Online.
Concord Online, Alex.
Concord Online. That's right. That's the major paper there. Do we know her name?
Her name is Margot something Katz, Sanger Katz.
Margaret Sanger Katz.
No, Margot Sanger Katz.
Margot Sanger Katz.
Right.
Well, this is amazing, and I'm glad we're all together on fighting this thing, because this is serious, and I don't want a revolution to start right now. Ron Paul is beginning to have the bookies say he could win in Vegas, which is always a key sign. As we all know, all over, people are waking up. We have beat the immigration bill for now, but we'll probably bring it back up in a few weeks. But the point is, they know we're waking up to them, and I think they are doing a test. I think they want to start some type of civil war now, and I think we need, as much as a lot of us would like that to happen, I think at a cold level we need to calculate here and try to avert this as long as possible, because if the New World Order wants to start it and is all geared up for martial law with the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and now his executive order in PDD 51 of May 9th, a month ago, I mean, this is all just off the charts. And in closing, if you get them back on, I'll just be listening, and you.
Well,
can...
no. I'll tell you what. Stick on the line for a moment, Alex. I want to mention two things.
Fred, I got Alex Jones and John Statmiller and Ed Brown. I was wondering if Aaron could come on the air. I'll just back off. It's not my show. It's RBM, but Alex Jones is on.
All right, Alex.
Yes.
Hold with me for two things. First of all, and I know you'll agree with me, how exciting it is that Ron Paul is in those debates, and he is a beacon of truth that is making them all look stupid.
Yes, they rigged the debate. Giuliani got it more than 16 minutes. Ron Paul got right at 6 minutes, 15 seconds. We've timed it out exactly. We have that whole analysis about, well, the headlines analysis debate was rigged. Even with them rigging it, he won every major poll. That's why they're panicking. They want to start the war now. Folks, I'm telling you, we don't want the revolution to start now. We want to get even more power until, and we know the enemy's going to make their move, but we want to build our power even more before we have the final conflagration.
Alex, I want you to do me a favor. Stick with me. I've got a break coming up, but I've got a guy on the line, George. He's a cop, okay? And I'm interested to get his input while you're on the line.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We have Alex Jones on the line, and I want to go to George in Oregon, who happens to be a cop. I want to get his input on it while Alex is on with us, and then Alex has an announcement to make, which I'm going to expound on. So go ahead, George, you're on with us. Alex and Michael.
Yeah, hi. I'm an ex-cop. I'm not active anymore. I'm retired.
Okay.
I was looking at the information. I just sort of ran across it by accident with the thing in New Hampshire with Ed and Elaine Brown, and it gave a link to the Alex Jones show. Then I got your show, and I was wondering, I was hearing that the place was surrounded, there was armor up there, and all this other stuff, and I couldn't understand what was going on. And I went on the internet and found a couple of other links, and somebody said that it was a feint by the government, to see the response of the community. But at any rate, I mean, here's the bottom line. The people, if they were convicted of a crime, it's a nonviolent crime. And what I don't understand is the response by law enforcement.
Well, sir, let me just jump in briefly, because you're a good cop. That's why you don't understand it. This is the feds controlling the state police. They want to make an example out of these people. See, Brown and them didn't even own the taxes years ago, and they beat them up. They abused them. It was the IRS did really bad stuff. Then Ed Brown said, that's it. I'm not going with you anymore. He's literally been beat up in the court, outside the courtroom. It's been total intimidation. They're trying to make an example out of him.
Okay. I don't know what the reasoning is behind it, but I did see a shift in law enforcement about the mid-'80s going to a paramilitary-type mentality. But the bottom line is the nonviolent crime. And, you know, these guys need to stand down, put the RV armor away, you know, and take a deep breath. And I think there's as many
well,
as people
I think that's out. What they've done because they saw the response of the media and the people and everything else. But they evacuated people as far as a mile away. And, I mean, how unusual is that to just claim that they were serving a search warrant on another building near their house but not them? This is really a photo op. That's what this is all about. As Ed Brown said earlier, this is a giant photo op so they could pose outside his house, just like the Russian tax police. They invented the black ski mask, you know, running in and beating people up. And I've seen an ABC Nightly News piece where they admit that they beat everybody up and that it's about intimidation. And they're just trying to shift us over to that system, and we can't let this happen in America.
Well, let me say this. Since, you know, apparently, you know, I don't know if it was a photo op or a feint to see the response, but let's take the time to call our congressmen and senators and the governor. Because I think, in my experience, anybody carrying a shield is a little bit leery of having his name brought up or being looked at. So I urge everybody to call your congressmen, your senators, and the governor's office and tell them just to take a step back in a deep breath and look at this for what it is. You got two middle-aged people here, you know, holed up in a house, and regardless of what their position is, you know, it's a nonviolent crime.
Well, exactly. Common sense would say that you don't want to get police killed, you don't want to get these innocent people killed, but the feds want to make an example, just like Waco video, where I'm not defending Koresh or any of those guys. They could have picked him up out. He went on a daily jog. They had an auto parts and repair place a mile away. He worked at every day. They could have picked him up any time. The sheriff, who I've interviewed, now deceased, is on record saying that they wanted a spectacle. We got video of BATF bragging, loading their video cameras up, saying this is going to be a great spectacle. They just pulled up and opened fire, and the Davidians fired back, and they didn't like it, so they came back after a 51-day siege and barbecued them. And the documents have come out on that. So we don't want that to happen again here. This is pure and simple the globalist trying to turn America into a police state, trying to bring our country down, because they know they've got to bring the police state in soon, because the dollar is in free fall, and it's devalued by over 50%. They want to start something now so they can say that's why the police state's in place, so they can preemptively stop the rioting and looting that's going to be caused if we go into a full-bore depression. I'm telling you, everything is popping. Everything is coming together. We were going to have a protest today at 7 o'clock. We still are, 7 to 8 p.m., downtown Austin, in front of the governor's mansion, right in front of the Capitol. You can't miss it. And it was going to be about Perry violating the Logan Act and going to the Bilderberg Group meeting that was in the Dallas Morning News last week. What we're going to be doing now is saying no more Wacos, just a few miles from where the Waco siege happened, right here in Texas, and talking about the Bilderberg Group. I think we need protest across the country against what they've done. And this will be a protest against what happened to Ed and Elaine Brown. I want to see everybody out there, 7 o'clock, if you live in Waco, San Antonio, anywhere in driving distance, get in your car now. I want to see you there at 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. It is so important, and we can do live reports into all the networks, RBN, Genesis, all of them, We the People. It doesn't matter. Everybody has to work together right now while this is happening, because once the revolution starts, all the mindlessness, all the bickering, all that goes completely out the window. This is the real deal, and I'm going to get out of here. I just want to tell everybody, be down there tonight, 7 o'clock. Call everybody you know. Call all the other networks. Call everybody, 7 o'clock tonight. And just I hope you guys get Ed and Elaine Brown back on. Don't think the police may not swoop right back in an hour. Don't think they may not hit in the middle of the night tonight. We need to keep finding out from reporters if they're still there. This is all a big test. Basically, that place is surrounded still. They have not pulled back completely. That's been confirmed. So we need to be ready for them to move in any time in the next week. It could be next month. We're going to wake up some Saturday morning here, and they've gone in there and killed these people unless we get on the ball now and stop this.
Alex, John Stattmiller here. Alex, I wonder if you could do me a favor. Could you call into my program the first few minutes? I know you're organizing that demonstration down there. I want people to hear about this out of your own mouth, your own words.
Sure.
About that rally tonight. So if you would,
sure,
right, first part of my show, please call in.
Absolutely, and we've got a reporter en route from New York. It only takes about 3 hours to get there to New Hampshire. Luke Radowski, Infowars.com reporter, will be there, so we'll have it all up on the sites. And obviously, we're going to put a link over to RBN for the coverage and the MP3 of Ed and Elaine Brown. And we just, folks, this is it. This is a major test. This is a major probe, and we've got to do this right now. And I'll be back on with you in an hour.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Thanks for coming on, Alex.
You bet.
All right, bye. Okay, Alex Jones, there's a demonstration tonight at 7 o'clock in front of the Capitol in Austin, Texas. If you're anywhere within driving distance, folks, and can get here by 7 p.m., please get in your car and come on down. Now, I've got to find out who I've got on here. I've got, I believe, Don is still with me. Don?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact, you've been silent for half an hour. Listen, go ahead.
Like to interject something.
Real quick, go ahead. And then I got to take some more calls, but go ahead.
Sure. There's a G8 summit going on right now. And you and I talked about this last Tuesday, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with money that's got to be forked over to a certain ambassador, Leo Wanta.
Right.
Also, the theft of the Queen's gold. We're talking about 224,000 tons of gold that was stolen and diverted to New York, plus the money that the Chinese forwarded for the United States government to pay the ambassador. So we're talking about 3 times $4.5 trillion plus an additional $300 billion that's been stolen. And this is a smokescreen. Now, I quickly turned on CNN when I got this news with the volume down, and they had breaking news on the line. And the crawl said that it's been determined that Paris Hilton was on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
She's been released from jail.
That's the type of brain that's going on with the mainstream media. That's
right.
The breaking news. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Figure it out.
All right. No. Okay. Well, listen. Let me take some. Are we still got Fred on the line? Fred still here? Yeah, Fred? Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been silent for a while, buddy. I'm sorry about that. You've been on hold. We had Alex on. I'm going to take George in Pennsylvania. George, you're on with Fred Smart and Michael and Don Nikoloff. Go ahead. Fred, or George. George in Pennsylvania. Is George there? I guess not. Did we lose George? Okay. Now, we've got Fred. Is Jim in Missouri still there?
Yeah, I was trying to get Aaron Russo to come on and could not, but I'm sure having Alex on and Aaron sort of vibing with Ed and Elaine Brown's situation, we need more of this interconnectedness of all of these people.
Hey, Jim's still here.
Yeah, pardon? Okay. Go ahead, Fred. Yeah, that's all right.
No, I just, hey, you know, with Alex and John and Aaron.
Two people talking at the same time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello? Jim?
Yeah?
Go ahead, Jim, real quick. Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening along. I heard Alex Jones. What we need to do is we need to have a standard operating procedure to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
In instances like this. We have to do this. Okay? We can't just do it on the fly. So after today, we need to have, okay, if something comes up, here's what you do. Here's where you report to. I don't care if it's Republic Broadcasting, Infowars.com. I don't care what it is, but we need to have a method that we can put out to all the people and say, if something happens, this is what you do.
Hello?
Yep. Wait a minute.
Okay. No, I agree with that. And John Statmiller is the man to put that together if it's RBN or to intercorrelate that with the other networks out there. But you're right, Jim, and we're working on it because it looks like push is beginning to come to shove here.
Hey Michael, in light with what Jim said, Samuel Anthony Ataro is on from Aaron Russo's network.
Ataro?
He's an expert in new media development. He was on the ground there at the debates in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, how are you folks doing? Everybody
Sam,
doing all right? I heard it kind of got
Sam,
fused.
You're not in jail.
No, I'm not.
I'm surprised.
No, I'm not in jail. Not yet, the way it's looking.
Okay,
what's the latest? I had a medical emergency with my mom. I've been at the hospital all day. No internet access. I heard that it got diffused up there. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine for the moment, yes.
Yes.
There was a false alarm. There was a few misreports that came out. We've had Ed and Elaine Brown on the line. They are fine. There was a siege, if you will, of their commercial property, which turned out to be a photo op to try to scare people off. But at the moment, everything's fine. They have their phone disconnected. They don't have any internet service. Their cell phone is disconnected as well, so we're having a little communication problem with them. We talked to them via a phone that they borrowed from a reporter. and we had them up for a good hour, but they've assured us that everything's okay, and we're working on getting communication set back up with them, Sam.
This is creepy, man. I mean, the only thing I can figure is they're poking the hornet's nest, and they're seeing what kind of soldier bees and queen bees are flying around.
Yeah,
right,
but
now,
let me tell you this, Sam. The good news is they have no idea how many hornets are coming out of the nest right now, because I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm telling you that they're growing exponentially as we speak.
Oh, I know it. I'm involved with it every day, man. I know. and it's, you know, we were down there on the floor in the thick of it, the belly of the beast the other night, you know, going after Giuliani's people. And I'll tell you what, man, without a doubt, we're winning. And I think that's why, you know, somebody before I just came on said the push is coming to shove. And I think that's why. I don't see that this is any coincidence at all that the guys that got arrested down there at the Republican. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Sam?
Yeah, hey, listen, I got to get running.
Okay.
I have to take care of some situation here with my mother. But all I can say is, everybody, we need to mobilize, and we need to communicate effectively, and we need to remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
My God, the worst thing to do is to go off half-cock and give these scumbags a reason to ramp it up and come after the leaders.
I'm in total agreement with you, sir.
And go about this wisely. Okay.
Okay.
God bless everybody. We'll keep in touch. And
Thank you.
Go to freedomtofascism.com and sign up as a volunteer. That's all I can say.
I already am one, but okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Fred, you're still with me? Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, Fred's still with me. Don's still with me. We've got some more calls coming in here. I appreciate you guys being on the line and giving your input, so stick around. Let's go to Bernadette again. Bernadette, this is Michael with Fred and Don. Go ahead.
But what I wanted to say is I'm glad to know that Ed and Elaine are okay. And I did not hear Don and Mark.
Don, Fred Smart is on the line. Don Nikoloff is on the line. Go ahead.
Well, did you guys mention the $2 and the stamps?
The $2 and the stamps.
Right.
Oh, Bernadette, nope.
Go ahead.
Take it.
Okay, well, Don and Mark wanted to have everybody send in a donation for Ron Paul. If it's $2, and if you can send some stamps in, for everybody to do that. And I know that there's a lot of listeners on the line right now, so we got to pump this out there. So if everybody would do that, and if somebody wants to give an address, I mean, I can, but if somebody wants to give it.
Well, I don't have it, so you go ahead, Bernadette.
Okay, it's actually Ron Paul, 2008 Presidential Campaign Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And the address is 837 West Plantation, and that's Clute, and that's spelled C like cat, L-U-T-E, Texas, and that's 77531.
Okay.
And so they want everybody to do that, to bombard, to get it out there so that we can support him. And, you know, if you got stamps that you can put in to help, you know, with mailings and, you know, just get it out there for him.
All right. Thank you so much, Bernadette. I appreciate that. There you go, folks. That's our great hope is in Ron Paul. You want to send $2 with some stamps to 837 West Plantation in Clute, and that's C-L-U-T-E, Texas, 77531. Thank you so much for that, Bernadette. Let's go to Michael in Michigan. Michael, you're on with Fred and Don. Go ahead. And Michael.
I want to say a prayer.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Excuse me just a second. Hold on the line, Michael. Jim, is that you wanting to say the prayer?
Yeah, I want to say the prayer.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, give us the strength to kick these assholes' asses. Period.
Sorry.
Amen.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for the prayer, Jim. But, you know, we have to keep it a little bit sane here. No cuss words, sir. Thank you so much for the call. All right, Michael in Michigan, go ahead.
Yes, this is Michael Patrick, notary on the land in Michigan,
okay.
Marion County.
Mm-hmm.
I've received information from Notary Central and through our website, iamsovereign.org. We're getting inundated with information requests on the talk show program by David Clarence, a notary on the land in York County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And the show is called A Voice of Freedom, and that's at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. I know... there's a rally in Texas and a few other things at Central Time, 7 o'clock.
Right. We already had a caller that called in and gave us that.
Okay, very good.
Right. And like I said, that's posted on the web, on the website,
confusing,
too.
Confusing request, and the name was A Voice of Freedom.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Yeah, you know what, Fred, Don? I mean, there's some action going on here now. I mean, it looks like, you know, when something like this happens, guys, isn't it amazing how people wake up, you know, and they start listening and they start saying, whoa, wait a minute. You know, they're in their little sleepy stage and in their illusion that they walk around in, and then something major happens that affects somebody that is just a normal person or people. And all of a sudden they say, whoa, wait a minute, you know, maybe what these people are telling us is true. Well, we've been telling the truth the whole time, and it's time people started listening, and it looks like they are. Fred, any input to that?
Yeah, and what's so beautiful about it is we have these connecting points in the example of Ed and Elaine, in the example of Ron Paul, in the example of Aaron Russo, the example of John and Alex Jones. I mean, all of these things are connecting. I call it a divinely providential way of organizing. No leaders, just everyone from their heart and their soul coming together because...
All right, hold the thought, Fred. We got a break. Hold the thought. All right, we'll be back in three. Stick with us, and then you can finish your thought, Fred.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, reporting on the latest Ed and Elaine Brown debacle that happened this morning up there in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Short segment coming up here, but before I get back to the callers, I wanted to tell Fred, I just talked to John Statmiller at the break, Fred, and he is going to continue with the Ed and Elaine Brown show during the weekdays from 12, or what is it, 1 to 2 Central Time. I know there was a programming change that he was making, but in light of this incident, we've got to keep them up. We've got to keep them in communication. So just want to let you know that, okay? Hello, Fred.
Rain, heading to the promised land, and a bunch of Indians ambushed one of the wagons. What do you do? Do you just keep going? Do the other wagons keep going? No, you backtrack, you circle the wagons, and you protect those who are in your family.
Exactly.
And that's the circling. This is the passing of the baton, whether it's Alex or Aaron or you or John. You know, I envision all of these networks should have a 5 minutes of Ed and Elaine, or just a connected, threaded thing, whether it's Ron Paul, Ed and Elaine. I think this is how it's going to go. I can sense it.
Okay, stay on the line with me. We still got Don?
Yeah, okay. You know, something entered my mind. You know, the dog was in the vicinity of whoever arrested this individual that was taking the dog for a walk. And anybody that talks to Ed and Elaine, you know, give the dog a good once-over, Ed and Elaine, and see that the dog gets a bath in case they've put some kind of a camera or a microphone or something on the dog's collar or in its fur. And if for no other reason, if they haven't done that, then you wash the cooties off.
Good point. All right, let's go to George in Pennsylvania. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. George.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, long time trying to get through here.
It's been a mess today, buddy.
Yeah, I am glad to hear that Ed and Elaine are doing okay. And I was really worried about Reno. I talked to him online a lot. He's got a MySpace profile. He's been helping Ed and Elaine with their blogs and stuff, and he's a very, very good guy. But I was really worried about him. The report I heard is that he wasn't the one taken.
Right, that's correct.
That's great. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, it seems like you have to live in fear every day from your own government. It's just crazy anymore.
Well, you know what? This was a wake-up call, George, and we're starting to organize now.
Well, the thing that I have, too, is that, like, you talk to people, and they tell you, you know, you're crazy, you know, you're just imagining it. It's like, you know, it seems like the outer limits. It's like you try to go one way and fight this, and people that you care about are seem to be against you. Like they haven't woken up yet. They don't see it, you know.
Well, that's what happens. And then when there's an incident like this, you know, all of a sudden people start tuning in.
Well, the problem is that nobody gets to see these instances, and the media is very, very closed-minded. I mean, they don't get anything. Some of the stuff, like being online, and I've been trying to get these people to exchange numbers, because there's a bunch of us online that have been pushing for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the reason why he's so high in the polls, because we're rallying together.
Absolutely.
And I've been trying to get these people to get each other's phone numbers, to get contact, close contact, to get more personal, because that's the only way that we're going to beat this other than a flat-out war.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Okay, listen, I got to run. I got a break coming up here at the top of the hour. Thank you for the input, George. You're right. We're going to come back after the break. We've got Fred Smart. We've got Don Nikoloff. We've got George in South Carolina coming up, and Michael in New York coming up. We'll be back at the top of the hour. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad. It's true.